a pretty live oak. I think he made a beautiful live oak tree.
Yes.
You know, so so what's the most popular tree you sell?
Probably live oak. They're so messy, especially in the backyard. You know what I mean?
The leaves.
The leaves in the spring, people kind of feel like on a pretty fall day to rake up the leaves and take care of their yard and get it looking good. But not in the spring when all those, you know what I mean? Those live oaks.
Spanish oaks and all that.
Here they come.
Pull or anything.
So I'm kind of promoting live oaks in the front yard or out where the leaves can blow away. And Chinese pistache is very popular. It turns red in the fall. And red oaks generally, do your red oaks keep their leaves all winter or do they drop in the fall?
They drop it off. They drop some. No, that's not true. They stay pretty good.
Some, anyway, some do and some don't. But it's better that they drop them in the fall. They turn red. If they stay on, they generally turn brown and stay on. So they're not pretty staying on. But anyway, so live oaks are popular. And one of my other favorites is a Chinese pistache. Turns red in the fall. And it grows nicely, and it stops growing. There's one at the nursery on Sherwood Way, kind of behind the nursery, that's been there for 50, almost 60 years, and that's how big they get. They don't get any bigger. Where a live oak and an ash will just keep growing and shade out grass and cause problems. So I think that's an asset that it only gets so big.
Wow. I'll tell you what. One thing we actually did, or Claire did, is Don Casero does our yard. He's a friend of ours. He bows does our stuff, and Claire wanted a rock, so she bought three rocks. and I walked to the front. She's talking to our neighbors out in Norway. We have some really nice neighbors, and they really are pretty, you know. But
your neighbors?
Our neighbors are nice, but our rocks are they have copper in them. And I'm thinking to myself,
really?
I said, my poor old dad is from Sonora, where there's nothing but rock.
Yeah.
I said, he'd roll over in his grave.
Good money for rocks,
That my wife just bought rocks, three rocks. And the neighbor said, well, Claire, how much were these rocks? And she goes, I didn't ask. I just turned around and walked back inside. I still don't really know, but I'm thinking, we bought rocks.
I tell you what. There are rocks that really are pretty, like the ones you got.
They are pretty.
And there's rocks with moss on them and different colors, or sandstone that has kind of a blue-green moss on it that's pretty. So, yeah, rocks are valuable.
Yeah, but just to say that in West Texas.
And I've told people, you know, I've sold some rocks. I don't sell many, but through the years. And so this pallet of rocks is maybe $400. And I say, you know, it weighs about a ton. And you can go out to the lake or around, you know, ranches and stuff. Can I have some of your rocks? And they say, yeah. Well, by the time you pick up 2,000 pounds of rocks, you may have wished you had paid the $400.
Oh, no. Because my office building, we did that. A lot of it came from the ranch. A lot of it came from Oak Mountain Estates when we put that development in.
Right.
And we paid the football team at ASU.
Yeah.
To pick them up. And we paid them by the ton. They wish they wouldn't have done it, I promise you.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
But it looks, I think, if you go out our office building, I think it looks pretty.
Yeah.
The way they did it and stuff. But it is a lot of work. And I did think about when we looked out there and they said those rocks were 4 tons. Each rock was 4 tons. Yeah, they're big rocks. Yeah, 4-ton rock.
And they moved them by hand?
No. They brought them with a back hose and stuff. But
I had a pond, big pond I was doing about 20 years ago, and I was out past Cristoval, and I was had a front end loader and a chain, and I was getting rocks, and I put my your hand kind of dig and get the chain under the rock, and I picked up a rock. And when I did, it was about, I don't know, 3 or 4 feet long and maybe 3 feet wide, and picked it up, and a iridescent blue lizard that was at least 2 feet long ran out. Have you ever seen those?
I don't want to.
They've got to be. No, it was slick. It was beautiful, like one you see in a pet store. So they must be native here. but nocturnal, and they're under rocks all day, and nobody's ever seen them. But I've seen one, and I did mention this to one or two other people, and they know what they are, but I couldn't remember the names of them. That's a neat story, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what else you see under a lot of rocks in this part of the world?
Scorpions and snakes.
Rattlesnakes. And you know that's not that far from Sweetwater. And you know, throw the rattlesnake roundup. Well, my granddad had two, one in Sonoran and one in Loakey. And we lived at the Loakey Ranch when I was real young. And right below the house, they come out there all, you know, every year to catch all these rattlesnakes for the roundup. And I was 7 years old, and I still remember that. I hate rattlesnakes, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the good Lord made a lot of things, and one of them was rattlesnakes. I still don't know why he made those, because I don't see a use for them.
You know, when you say that, I was probably pretty dumb of me to do what I did. Yeah, yeah, that's what you're thinking. Probably was.
Thinking, well, we were there and went to school in Ballinger. Went from that right there. And, you know, we're seven, and David Muller was one of my buddies. And of course, he had a bunch of siblings, and his older brother, David, Steve. Well, we went with him, followed him, because we're just dumber and dirt, you know, at that age. And we followed them down there, and they were catching all these rattlesnakes and putting them in these cans to sell them. And gassing them, and we're watching. And
putting them to sleep? Yeah. Or killing them.
No, just they're gassing them where they'd come, you know, kind of come out, yeah. And then they kind of were asleep and goofy. It's pretty dang. You think how stupid it was? Getting snakes out of rocks and stuff, maybe it is better. You know what? Thinking about it, maybe it was pretty smart just to buy those rocks.
Could be.
I might just think, okay, we'll just buy them.
We just put in a plug for the rock yards.
Yeah, we may be promoting rock yards after all. Okay, we better get back to this plant life.
And you mentioned mosquitoes.
But let's go back to the mosquitoes. Let's get rid of those mosquitoes. Of course, they hadn't been that bad here because we had any rain. That's the only.
And that will make a difference. They won't be as bad if we don't get rain. But we're going to get rain.
Yeah, I'd rather have mosquitoes, I guess.
That's right.
I hate mosquitoes, too. But let's get the rain.
And there's foggers. And then it's easy to kill them. They hide in the shrubbery and in the shade during the day waiting for our pheromones that are in our skin to come out, and that they're attracted to that. And so when you spray and you hit them, you're going to kill them. But they're behind the leaves, and a lot of the spray doesn't get on them, right? So foggers and fogging, just it kind of winds its way all through the foliage, and it's much more effective. So there are sprays and there are foggers. And then there's the repellents, and then there's the skin repellents too. If you get the stuff that the DEET, you know, lasts pretty long, kind of smells real oily. The other ones work well, but you need to know they only work for about 2 hours, so you have to keep reapplying them. But if you think so some people think they don't work because they expect them to work all day or for 4 hours, and they don't. So anyway,
back on the sulfur, to put it on your yard. How do you put that on your yard?
Like fertilizer.
Just put it in your sprayer and put it out there. And do you sell that too?
Yeah, and that's the granule.
Okay.
The dust is like flour, and that's what you use to dust tomatoes. A spider mite is a cousin to a chigger, and they hate sulfur. I guess all insects don't like sulfur. And if you dust the underside of the leaf of a tomato before it gets hot, spider mites likes it hot. I guess maybe chiggers do too, but you won't get spider mites on tomatoes if you keep dusting, and you have to protect the new growth too. But so the ground up flower textured sulfur is for that.
Cool. Okay, I learned something. I'm gonna get rid of those chiggers, folks. It's coming to the end. With Tommy, you know, run out of time before we run out of stuff to talk about. We got to do more shows. You do two good of a show.
Okay.
Folks, we appreciate Tommy being here. We appreciate y'all listening in. We'll come back, and we'll catch you next Sunday.